Thanks, Chevy. I'll just be a few moments, but I couldn't help but reflect driving down to work today. It's been 19 years, I guess, since we first introduced the Moose brand to Winnipeg, back at the Winnipeg Arena. And so it's really gratifying and very exciting to reintroduce a brand that we were very, very proud of for 15 years back into the city. I was talking to the guys just a few moments ago, Claus and Lipper, just about how exciting it was for that team to play here and the deep playoff runs we enjoyed and the support we had from this community was remarkable. And frankly, and I've said this before, we wouldn't be in the NHL today but for those 15 years, and I wouldn't give back any one of those years. It's in our DNA. Zinger, Chevy, and I—we grew up in that league, and so did many of our people that started with us 19 years ago and still work for us today. I guess the only odd thing I'd have to say is it's kind of thinking about Chevy and being as a part of the Moose organization after all those beatdowns he gave us. As a general manager of the Chicago Wolves, it's kind of ironic, but hey, it's business is hockey is a strange thing, and you know, I guess you can't beat them, you hire them, is the adage that we're gonna go with from here going forward. The great thing about my point of view from bringing the team back is not just that we're now developing our own players in front of our own fans, which is what the American League is all about. You may recall me preaching in the past about the fact that roughly 85% of the players that play in the National Hockey League came from the American League. Virtually every coach and every general manager. And so that's a real important component of this. But it also gives us an opportunity from the business part of our organization to continue to develop people and to build that much-needed bench strength that's needed to be a successful organization for years. Looking forward, so I'm delighted today to introduce to you a gentleman who's going to be responsible for running the business of the Manitoba Moose. His name's Dan Hirsch. Dan came to work for us about 4 years ago. He played his hockey in the Saskatchewan Junior Hockey League before heading off to Princeton, where he played 4 years, and then went to law school in Calgary. And we were fortunate enough to bring him to Winnipeg, and he's played a very, very important role in the development of True North over the past 4 years as our associate counsel and more recently our general counsel. He's been exposed to all aspects of our business, both the revenue side and the hockey side, and we think he's got a very, very bright future in the business of hockey. So without any further ado, I'm going to introduce to you Dan Hirsch, who will be as well an alternate governor and is the, in addition to his ongoing responsibilities as general counsel, will be the vice president, business operations. He's going to take you through our ticket strategy and how we're going to launch this and go to market. So wonderful to see this turnout. It's overwhelming to see so many people here today. Thank you all for coming. And I'm going to turn the podium over now to Dan Hirsch. Thanks, folks.